88.1 FM.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. It's now time to join in the celebration with the Anointed Kingdom Covenant Church International with your host, the prophet, C.D. Bush. Let's join in now as the celebration is already in progress.
Praise the Lord and God bless you on today. This is the Anointed Kingdom Covenant Church International. I am Apostle Prophet Christopher Bush coming to you from Shreveport, Louisiana. The Anointed Kingdom Covenant Church International is located at 725 West 70th Street in the city of Shreveport, Louisiana. We are just elated by what God is doing and what God is saying, amen, in this very hour, amen. And we're talking to you, amen, about the times and seasons, amen, and the different things that is happening in the age as we are approaching the coming of the Lord, the second coming of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The hour is approaching now where we as the people of God and we as humanity have to begin to acknowledge that Jesus is on his way back. He's coming back for a church without spot, without blemish, or any such thing. So in that, amen, we have to prepare for that time because the word of the Lord says, he that shall come said he will come and he will not tarry long. That means he's not going to wait on you. Amen. When that trumpet sounds, whatever you're doing, if your hand is caught in the cookie jar, then you might as well just keep it in the cookie jar because you're not going to ascend into the heavens. You're not going to be caught up. Amen. And so what we have to do, amen, in this hour, we have to confess the Lord while we have time. We have to begin to get our houses in order while we have time. We have to begin to cleanse our spirits and prepare for the coming of the Lord. For John the Baptist preached saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And truly, in the hour that we are living in the time that we're living in, we should know that the kingdom of God is at hand. And I know we've been hearing many theologians from time past. They've been saying it. They've been saying, well, Prophet Bush, well, Apostle Bush, they, Pastor Bush, Evangelist Bush, they've been saying Jesus is coming back for centuries and he ain't came back yet. Well, I'm here to tell you now, amen, that the Bible is not a word of lies. The Bible is not a fairy tale, neither is it a fable. Amen. It is the truth. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. Jesus is coming back. Amen. Again. And the question is, will you be ready? And let me tell you something, amen. It doesn't matter whether you have apostle in front of your name or whether you have PhD behind your name. It doesn't matter how much money you have in your pocket. It doesn't matter whether or not you have a cool or whether or not you have a Parmesan drink or a Coke in your hand. What matters is your soul saved today? Is your soul saved, and will you be ready when that trumpet sounds? Amen. The Bible says that there's going to be a last trump that's going to sound, and the dead in Christ that are going to rise up first, and we that remain will be caught up to meet him in the air. But one thing about it, amen, if you have not confessed your sins, if you have not repented, amen, and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Savior, amen, today, amen. I understand, like the old preachers say all the time, while the blood is still running warm in your veins, amen, you have to begin to allow Jesus to be Lord over your life. Allow him to be king in your life, amen, to have full rulership, amen, amen. The Bible says, and not only that, the Bible says there's a lifestyle that goes with this living, amen. There's a lifestyle that goes with this living. A lot of times, amen, we say holiness is right, amen, but then can we truly define what it is? What is holiness? Is holiness just going to church every time the doors come open? Is holiness wearing a long dress? is holiness only wears black and brown and blue suits? Is holiness how your hair cut? Is holiness no makeup? Is holiness no earrings? No, holiness is a standard of God whereby you as an individual have to live by the inside of your heart, because it's not man that looks, amen, at the entrance of the heart, amen. I don't care how gifted you are, how anointed you can be, amen. No one, no man has a heaven or hell to put you in, but it is the Lord God, amen, that is able to destroy both the body and the soul. And so in the acknowledgement of who he is, in the acknowledgement of the supremacies of God, we repent to him. We confess our sins unto him daily. We present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. And you cannot, amen, understand what it means to present your body unto God except you accept him. And when you accept him, you accept his word. And when you accept his word, you will obey his commandments. Jesus said to his disciples, and if you are a follower of Jesus Christ, if you profess to be a Christian, that defines you as being a follower of Jesus Christ. If you confess to be a believer of the Lord Jesus Christ, him, amen, that was born of the Virgin Mary, amen, a virgin birth, amen, him, amen, that came down through 42 generations, amen, the man of God that comes, the Lamb of God that comes to take away the sins of the world, the announcement and salutations that came from Gabriel the archangel, letting Mary know that he shall be Emmanuel and he shall save his people from their sins. Amen. Glory to God. We have to know today that the day that you hear his voice, that you harden not your heart. Amen. Because, amen, you don't know the day nor the hour when death will come knocking at your door. And when death comes knocking at your door, whatever is sealed in your life, amen, if there's unrepentance sealed in your life, if there's unforgiveness sealed in your life, then you will, amen, be sealed, amen, in the judgment. Amen. Glory to God. And that's not me. There's nothing that I can do. That will be, there's no grandma, there's no grandpa, there's no religion, there's no denomination that can buy you out of hell. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And we need to know that hell is real. Amen. We look at TV all day long and we see witches and warlocks and supernatural events that's scattered all across the TV. But when somebody tells you to confess your sins to the Lord Jesus Christ, why is it that we have a hard time showing up for that? When the altar call is being made, why is it that we have such a hard time and a struggle in coming to the Lord? Well, I'm here to tell you, amen, it's easy to be loved. Amen. It's easy to be loved because the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. And there is still power in the blood. There's still resurrection power. Amen. I know on last weekend it was resurrection weekend. Amen. But every day is a resurrection day. The day that you give your life to him, you can be resurrected, because he said in his word, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Choose this day whom you will serve. For the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. When you give your life over to Christ Jesus, put away the things of sin. Amen. Glory to God. Oftentimes, sometimes, amen, being a babe in Christ, we don't know everything that is of sin. Amen. That's because in 2 Timothy 2:15, it tells us to study to show ourselves approved unto God. And the scripture says what the law could not do, God sent his son in the likeness of sinful flesh. Amen. And Jesus did not come to condemn the law, but he came to fulfill it. And through the fulfilling of the cross, amen, he fulfilled the redemption process for us. And now we can call on him. Abba Father. And where he told us to pray, when we pray, we say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Amen. And in order to understand where the kingdom is not an external, amen, material world, but the kingdom is an internal spiritual world, and it exists within you. Yes, it does, because Jesus said the kingdom is within you. So when you begin to seek for the kingdom, seek after those things, amen, that you should be according to the will of the Father. And when you seek those things that you should be according to the will of God, amen, you will begin to understand, amen, who you are. You'll begin to bombard, amen, the principalities, the domains, and the realms that have had you bound, amen, either by genetic, amen, curses, amen, by the sins of your fathers and the sins and iniquities that have transpired down to the fourth generation. Amen. Or traditions, amen, or teachings, or different preachings, or different messages that have been, amen, amen, not holy and damnable doctrines, amen. Glory to God, because there are many teachings and many religious institutions, amen, that are releasing hypothetical words that is not the word of God, that is not the truth. The Bible says, you shall know the truth. Amen. The truth is not, amen, a truth according to our flesh as we believe it to be so. But the truth is through the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Under the unction of God. Amen. And the word of God is the inspired word of God. Amen. And every word has to come into alignment with the word of God. Amen. Because everything is going down, but the word of God, amen. His word is true. If you believe it, amen, you can have it, amen. Glory to God. Salvation is free, but the anointing is going to cost you something, amen. Glory to God, amen. And the Bible says, amen, in Romans 12, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. What are you doing with your body? Where are you taking your body? Where are your eyes being planted? What is your ears hearing? What is coming up out of your mouth? Amen. Glory to God. Sanctification is a purification process. Amen. It is a deliverance. It's a part of deliverance. It's a part of salvation. Amen. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. But let me tell you something, beloved. Amen. Glory to God. Just because you come in and you crocodile teared and swings not at the altar does not mean that you have changed. Amen. You have to make a conscious decision in your mind that you're not going to go back through the same thing anymore. Glory to God. You have to make up in your mind that you are tired of the status quo. There's got to be more to this than what we're doing and what we're seeing in other places and other things. There's got to be more. No, don't give me that old time religion talking about it's good enough for me. Amen. No, I don't need an old time religion. I need my soul saved. Glory to God. Amen. In that, amen, confess your sins unto the Lord, and he's faithful and he's just to forgive them. Amen. My time is up now. This is Pastor Prophet Christopher Bush. Amen. Glory to God. You can give us a call at 318-470-0139. Amen. That's 318-470-0139. We would be elated to speak with you on today. Can you hear me now? Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for joining the celebration with the Anointed Kingdom Covenant Church International and your host, Prophet C.D. Bush. Feel free to correspond with him by writing him at 725 West 70th Street, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71108, or phone him at 318-470-0139. That's 318-470-0139. Or on the World Wide Web at www.takcci.webs.com, where the motto is, Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Celebrate the victory in Jesus.
K-A-Y-T, 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. K-A-Y-T, 88.1 FM.
Song says something like this. Yeah.
took control of me.
But we're glad about this tonight, that I've learned how to lean on you, Jesus.
You carried me through it all. Tell you that tonight, because one Tuesday evening I had a talk with Jesus and he promised me, yeah, carry me.
And oh, 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 and I'm
dependent.
Yes, I am.
Oh,
oh,
you.
That I've learned
how to depend on Jesus, how to trust in Him.
So glad I've learned
how to depend on Jesus.
Let me ask y'all something. Anybody here learn how to put all your trust in Him? Can I take a little time and tell you how I learned to do it? Picked up my Bible and I went to Proverbs, the third chapter, round about the fifth and the sixth verse, where it told me to trust in the Lord with all my heart, lean not to my own understanding, but in all my ways I had to learn to acknowledge Jesus Christ. And I wonder, can I get a witness in this building when I say, won't God step in and direct your path tonight? Can I get a witness in this building? Anybody here learn how to depend on Jesus? Somebody on it. Somebody you learn how to put all your trust in it tonight.
It's that time of year again. Spring has come, and the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church is abuzz and planning its annual Family Day Concert, Saturday, May 17th, 7 p.m. at 1210 M.W. Harrison Street, Leesville, Louisiana. The Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, Reverend Joseph L. Garner, Sr., pastor, is the place where God blesses His people. Each year, Family Day showcases people and persons to the community of Leesville with the finest and most entertaining vocalists and groups in the music industry. So with that said, Pleasant Hill Baptist Church 2014 Family Day presents Stellar and Grammar Award winners, the world-renowned Gospel Quartet, Harvey Watkins, and the Canton Spirituals of Canton, Mississippi.
On my way home.
Oh, I'm on my way home.
Come on, Lord. Please, Lord.
I gotta clean up what I messed up. I'm starting my life over again.
Come from a whole family. We didn't have much. But the Lord been good to me.
It's going
to
be a foot-stomping, toe-tapping, and hand-clapping time in the house of Zion. Put your praise shoes on. Come dressed and ready to praise like never before. If you haven't experienced the essence of the Canton Spiritual, you miss a portion of a little heaven on earth. Come and be blessed. Tickets are a $20 donation. Tickets available at Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, 337-238-1779. In Alexandria at KAYT 88.1, 318-484-2500. Do Drop In Barbecue, 318-256-0400. Tammy Creations, 337-494-1592.
Natchez, Mississippi, and surrounding areas. If you've been looking for a special way to honor your mother, your wife, or that special someone in your life, well, look no further, because New Vision Productions has your gift in grand style with God's blessings written all over it. A pre-Mother's Day gospel concert, Break Every Chain tour with Grammy Award winner, live in concert, Tasha Cobbs, singing her hit song, Break Every Chain.
Gentlemen, I need you to lift up your voices right where you are, and you declare that the chains are broken. Yes, they are. Every chain of bondage, every chain of sickness, every chain of disease, we command you to break today. We command you to break today. Hey, hey, hey. I hear the chains falling.
As well as other gospel favorites. Joining Tasha Cobbs that same night on the same stage will be Carolyn Traylor singing her hit song, There Is a Story Behind My Praise.
Behind my praise. That's why my hands I'll continue to raise.
And the Word Praise team will also be in the house. This Break Every Chain gospel tour will take place Thursday, May 8th, 2014 at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Natchez City Auditorium, 207 Jefferson Street in Natchez, Mississippi. Your mistress of ceremony will be Lady J Minor of 97.7 FM and Pastor Melvin White. This will be a Mother's Day gift that she will remember forever, and God's grace will be a part of your house for quite some time. Your ticket outlets include in Faraday, Hair Plus at 318-757-3370. In Fayette, Mississippi, the M&H Fish House at 601-786-8204. In Natchez, the Lunchbox at 601-442-2160. Or Lady J Minor at 601-597-6241. Or Bear Anderson at 601-807-8164. This is another New Vision production.
Revival, revival, revival. It's time to be revived. The Tree of Calvary, 1047 Tree of Calvary Boulevard in Simsport, Louisiana, with host pastors Dr. Leslie Draper III, Senior Pastor, and Reverend Sheila Draper, Pastor, presents the annual Revival 2014. For a time of refreshing and for our soul and praising the Lord, our God, for his everlasting grace, mercy, and eternal salvation. Revival 2014 starts Sunday, April 27th through Tuesday, April 29th. Services start at 7 p.m. nightly. Come and be revived and refreshed by Evangelist Reverend Vance Price of Monroe, Louisiana.
You won't learn your lesson. I'm going to do this in and move it on, but just keep on saying, say one more thing about me. The reason
my Lord,
you haven't graduated yet,
because
you haven't learned a lesson
yet. Yes.
And God don't pass you on the curve.
No, he doesn't.
He don't promote you socially.
Yeah.
He promotes you when you learn the lesson.
Yeah.
And you can't get promotion unless you go through some pain.
Yeah.
And you can't be successful unless you have some struggles.
Yeah.
And you can't have triumph unless you have some triumphs.
Yeah.
You got to go through something to get to something.
God's Word.